other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Under the Masonic moon, plans were made by the bankers in the back room. Get the president out of the way and hire Stanley Kubrick. Under the Masonic moon. Under the Masonic moon. Everyone hoped that the boys would come home soon. One more day and they'll drop from the plane and splash into the ocean. Under the Masonic moon. Wernher von Braun and his conspirators got a free ride to the States. They turned Nazi into Nassau. They just couldn't wait. Under the Masonic moon. Under the Masonic moon, plans were made by the bankers in the back room. The owl sees into the night, and the secret will never be told.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Greetings and modulations. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop features folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres from the early 1900s through music being released next month. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we love 33s, 78s, 45s, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, cassettes, and homemade releases on compact disc. It's an analog culture for the digital world. All right, we're going to start off this edition of the Thrift Shop with some tunes from the Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 39, which was released in early 2015. The Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly always features a variety of independent musicians and a variety of different types of music. It's a joy to receive this every 3 or 4 months because you never know where that journey is going to take you. So let's start off with some tracks from The Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 39, Winter 2015. This is Sean Keeley with This Might Be True.
Mm-hmm. still be barking, laundry still be hanging. For don't worry if I reach my hand up to my face. I guess some of this might be
tried to write you down. Love got in the way. Now with all the words, there's nothing left to say. So we went ahead to the Ace of Spades. How did we forget? It started as a game. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. I tried to make some rules with numbers, colors, suits, but now the list is long enough to block the muse. The scissors are in hand, they're right to cut it down. Nothing can destroy the strings that make the sound. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. Turn it into everything. Endless songs will always sing. Turn it into every single thing. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. Every single thing. Every single thing. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing. Turn it into everything. Turn it into everything. Turn it into every single thing.
Sisters again.
four tracks from Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 39. We started off that set with Sean Keeley and This Might Be True. Then we heard The Season of Strangers with Yellow Moon, Julia Massey and the Five Finger Discount, Turn It Into Everything, and finally Lost Wisdom with Who's From Aleppo Again? Very cool music, and we'll be hearing a few more tracks from this compilation right after this.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Hollywood Reporter noted last week that Serial host Sarah Koenig will make two new seasons of the popular audio subscription story. The new seasons won't be sequels to the story of Adnan Syed's conviction for the Baltimore murder of ex-girlfriend Hai Min Lee in 1999, but, quote, distinct new stories, unquote, quote, very different, unquote, from the first season. Serial was number one on iTunes for several weeks and won a Peabody Award in April 2015. Audio storytelling is having its moment with the podcast term that Apple sold the media being mentioned more than ever. New York non-commercial radio station WNYC is expanding more in this area and breaking its distribution ties with National Public Radio, current reports. Instead, WNYC will self-distribute its radio shows Radiolab and On the Media starting October 1st. That's when it will also start self-distributing its new show with The New Yorker magazine. WNYC will just charge flat fees for Radiolab and On the Media, and The New Yorker show will be free, at least at first, for radio stations. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just an astounding piece of music there from Jonathan Wilson's debut CD, Gentle Spirit. That was Valley of the Silver Moon. And before that, we heard some tracks from Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 39. Counting backwards, we heard The Goodies with a tune called Others. Lasers, Lasers, Birmingham, the song called Warning. And we started that set off with Joseph Allen Beltram and Meditation in D. For more information, you can find Ball of Wax on the interwebs at ballofwax.org. Well, it's time for me to say hello to everybody listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, where I have been disc jockeying or DJing or hosting or presenting for about 16 and a half years now. And you can also listen online at classicalwscs.org. Also want to say hello to folks listening at 96.1 FM WCFI in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to hear the second half of a report about the mystery of Mingering Mike. But before that, I have a brand new CD by a band called A House Safe for Tigers, and it's a fantastic release. This just came out in the past week or so. We're going to hear a couple of tracks, starting off with Anne Marie.
I have me and only me. Hide your eyes so you can turn and see. Winter's coming, feel us falling. Shuttered windows keep us from the light. We'll start a fire, let's watch it grow. Frame lost inside the house's row. Anne Marie, oh Anne Marie, please say something before you go. Stop pretending, sink into the really end. We're all part of our history. You keep on pacing in your wool knit sweater. Say something before you go. And in line, you were
two tracks from a brand new release by A House Safe for Tigers. We heard The Pines and Anne Marie. For more information, check them out on Bandcamp at ahousesafefortigers.bandcamp.com. And that's also been released on vinyl, which we love here at the Radio Thrift Shop. So as promised, we're going to listen right now to part two of a report on the mystery of Mingering Mike.
We return to the mystery of Mingering Mike. While rummaging through record bins at a flea market, a vintage vinyl collector named Dori Hadar found what looked, at first, like a vast trove of recordings by an R&B great from the late 60s and early 70s. But a closer look revealed that the whole thing was fake. Inside these elaborately illustrated covers were just cardboard discs with hand-drawn grooves. Dori shared the cover art with fellow record collectors online. The fictitious soul superstar Mingering Mike became internet famous, and so Dori made it his mission to track this mysterious artist down. We left off in part one of this story, where Dori tracks down one of Mike's cousins.
I knocked on his door and I asked him if he knew who Mingering Mike was, and he just started laughing hysterically.
Now, Day-to-Day's tech correspondent Jenny Jardin returns with the rest of the story.
Vinyl collector Dori Hadar works as a criminal investigator by day, and he used those skills to keep trying to locate whoever was behind all those obsessively crafted cardboard fantasy records.
So I left a note, but I never heard from anyone.
Then the message got through.
I called the relatives, and they just happened to say that someone came and left their phone number. So after a couple of days' delay or something, then I called.
Finally, a breakthrough.
This guy peeked out from his door, very suspiciously.
Well, he and Frank had came to the door, and he said, I have some items that belong to you. I said, my babies? You have my babies?
The man known as Mingering Mike says he lost all those pretend LPs, 45s, the lyric sheets, because he'd fallen behind on rent at a storage space where they were kept. They ended up at the flea market where Dori bought them.
He thought they were gone forever, so he was really happy that they were still around.
But all of that added up to only a fourth of the work he'd produced, and some of it's still missing. What Dori did find were meticulously illustrated album covers with crazy, funky themes and hand-lettered liner notes, pretend shrink wrap around the covers, saran wrap, and scotch tape. There were songs with titles like Underwear Drying at My Front Door, I'd Like to Teach the World to Eat Like Me, and Sometimes I Get So Hungry I Can Eat a Light Bulb, or a Chair, or Even My Hair.
I used to think of titles all the time, and it just gradually started coming in a little clear. You know, it's like a fog, that like you're going through a fog and all of a sudden you see sunshine. You know, it was just a creative time.
Mike's brothers, sisters, and cousins figured into the fantasy. That cousin whose doorstep Dori showed up on, the guy who laughed hysterically, Audio Andre. Just one member of this legendary soul superstar family. Mike and his siblings did record some songs on reel-to-reel tape, sometimes tapping out percussion with an afro pick struck against a mattress or a phone book. Around the time real-world soul superstars were taking off in the late 1960s, Mingering Mike was launching his imaginary career on record companies he'd made up. Minger Records, Sex Records, Nation's Capital Records. This was the heyday of the album, according to historian Gerald Early at Washington University in St. Louis.
Records were interesting artifacts to people. I mean, the labels themselves on records were just often very interesting pieces of graphic art. Mingering Mike, what he's doing is sort of echoing or mimicking this transformation that's taken place and how the public sees the music and albums as a creative act.
On many of Mike's cardboard records, the credits say, written, produced, arranged, performed, accompanied by Mingering Mike. It was as if he was emulating multi-talented musicians of the time who wrote, produced, and performed their music, like James Brown and Curtis Mayfield. Gerald Early.
Mayfield and Brown were two of the really leading figures of the period who were leading this transformation of black music into this kind of album oriented music.
If you scan through Mike's album covers, you notice they change as the years pass. themes like the Vietnam War, drug abuse, kung fu movies crop up, and imaginary live performances at venues like DC's Howard Theater, one of many real places in African-American neighborhoods where touring soul greats would play live, theaters that would begin closing in years to follow.
So he's kind of capturing with this album art what you would say is sort of a world that's entering its twilight phase at the time he's doing it, between 68 and 76.
Suddenly, another part of the real world intruded.
I received that letter that everyone received back in the 70s about greetings. This is Uncle Sam, and being inducted into the armed forces. And, there's no way out of that.
The career of the imaginary soul superstar was cut short at its peak.
So the night before, I just put my feelings into music and words, and I just did that a cappella right at the spur of the moment.
Mike went AWOL and went into hiding. He resurfaced later after the government offered draft evaders an amnesty program.
Did community service, and after that, just got a regular job.
So who is the real Mingering Mike now? He doesn't want to be identified because he fears losing his job and his privacy. But people still want to know more about him. Music journalist Neil Strauss remembers when he and the rest of the world discovered Mingering Mike.
I think of all the stories I wrote in the New York Times, I do think it was the one that kind of got the most response after I wrote it. Like, gallery owners called, people wanted to make documentary films called.
And now, Mike has a book out, produced with Dori Hadar, Mingering Mike, The Amazing Career of an Imaginary Soul Superstar. A gallery in Washington, D.C. will open an exhibition of his album covers this June. Mike and Dori are also producing a real vinyl 45 version of one of those cardboard 45s.
It's like a long dream that you've been having so constantly, and then all of a sudden you forget about it. Then all of a sudden, you know, years later, it returns and it's reality. And it's rather shocking, surprising, amazing, everything wrapped up into one.
For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're liberating the airwaves from tedium and taking musical adventures into the ionosphere. This is DJ Frederick. I'd like to say thank you for listening. And wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free. Keep your community free. And keep your spirit free.